Florence and the Machine. Jackal, the dog days are over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the dog talk is just beginning right here on 88FM. It's 11 minutes past 8. And I asked you the question just after the news. If you've got a dog or two or more, how well behaved, how obedient are your pooches? If you are one of the many, many dog owners that battles to get your pups to do what they're supposed to do and behave and be obedient and be the protector of the home that you want them to be, well, you're not alone. It's a common thing, and you know, people fall in love with the puppy dog eyes and bring this little four-legged bundle of joy into their home, and then find that they don't actually know what they're doing, and they raise this dog that kind of ends up running the roost, and it's not the ideal situation. But don't worry, help is at hand, and help is in the studio right now. I've got expert dog trainer Daryl Twigg from DTA Dog Training Academy in the house on the microphone. And Daryl, good morning, my man. How are you doing today?
Morning. Good in yourself.
Great to have you. I believe Thursdays are your days for coming through to Belito.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're catching you just before you go hit your first training session for the day.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you and your passion, which is dog training. I'm DT. Those are your initials, Daryl Twigg. But DTA, you could say it's the Daryl Twigg Academy, but the Dog Training Academy, essentially. That's your business. That's your baby. And based in Pinetown, but working kind of all over the show, and in Belito, every Thursday you take class, am I right?
Yeah. So every Thursday we have a group class at 10 o'clock, yeah.
And where does that take place?
At Townsend Park.
Townsend Park, obviously a great place to stretch the legs and to get the dogs working. Looking at what's on offer here, so if you've got a basic requirement, just trying to get just some obedience out of your puppy, or maybe a slightly older dog, is that something that you are able to help with, obedience training from basic right up to the advanced stuff?
Yes, definitely. We can start with a puppy. Obviously, the younger you start with the dog, the better. And as he gets older, you can start at any stage.
So it's never too late.
It's never too late.
Because there is this kind of idea that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but maybe that's not necessarily the case when it comes to obedience.
You can definitely teach an old dog new tricks. Obviously, if you start with them younger, it's a lot better.
They get it right from the beginning.
Yes, so we put in obviously a good foundation. It just makes your life easier.
Makes sense. And so that's on the kind of basic obedience side of things. But you specialize in all kinds of training, whether it's obedience or home protection, or basic to advanced, and even behavioral consultation and rehabilitation for quote unquote problem dogs. Is that something that you get requests for on a regular basis?
Yeah, I'd have to say the behavioral issues, that's one of the biggest things we deal with.
Really?
Where
does it stem from largely? Is it the fact that dogs having their own psychology, owners don't understand that necessarily, and they sort of humanize the animal and don't really understand how to set up this kind of pecking order in the home? Is that right?
You've hit the nail on the head there.
Yay! Full marks for me.
Yeah. Obviously, we got obviously a lot of different breeds out there and temperaments and things like that, and so this obviously all plays a role in it, but you know, with having proper structure in the home, having the proper relationship with the dog makes a huge difference.
Because for a lot of folks, dogs are an extension of the family, and there's this temptation to sort of to treat the dog like a human, but it's not a human. You have to understand that. It even though there's this real love and connection and bond, dogs actually like to be in a structured environment, to understand who the alpha is in the home, right? And if you don't establish that, then they might decide that they are, and then there's no respect there. Then obedience is a problem, eh?
100%. Yeah, we see that a lot. Obviously, it's always the case of, you know, the owners not necessarily stepping up as they should to obviously fulfill the dog for what he is.
Of course, this is my baby. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is where you come in. So you're almost working as much with the owners, in a sense, as with the dogs. Am I getting it right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's both, right? So obviously we have to deal with the dog. We have to put some training into the dog. We have to teach the dog the system and obviously get that going. But it's as much as the needing the owner to understand what needs to be done, how to handle the dog, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, the dog's gonna play on that.
And how did you get into the world of dog training? Because it is a whole world. I mean, if you get into it, there's so much to it, right?
Yeah. So I originally started quite a few years back that I got involved in training in a sport. And from there, I just really loved it. I love working with dogs. I grew up with dogs. So it's always been a part of my life. And I've always found it very interesting to understand how a dog thinks and works and get it to do these different behaviors.
And in terms of the sport, it's something that you can really take far, right? I mean, there's a whole grading system to it. There's obviously what's happening regionally, nationally, and internationally. Is it something that you, if you see an owner really taking to the sport, is it something that you try and encourage to get them into it?
Yes, yeah. You got to have the right kind of dog for it.
It's a partnership, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You and the dog.
But if I see, you know, there's potential, definitely I'm going to encourage that. It's a fun thing for the dogs. The dogs love it. And it's obviously something you're training towards a goal.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it's enjoyable.
And particularly when you have those, what they call the working breeds, dogs that in the past have been bred to perform functions, whether it's herding animals or tracking and sniffing. So looking at another offering that you provide, there's this idea of a bit of a camp, I suppose, board and train. So you'll take in a dog to stay with you for an intensive, is it like a 3-week kind of program?
Yeah, so yeah, we take the dog in for 3 weeks, board and train. So board and train, basically the dog lives with me in the house, and we take him through all the behaviors we need to obviously train on. So we go through all that, we try and expose the dog, and we get the dog into a really good place that then we can obviously hand the dog back over to the owner, and then we do a bit of work with the owners, and from there it's hopefully smooth sailing.
Wow. So it's like taking a car that's really, it needs some TLC. You send it off to the workshop for a couple of weeks. It comes back in pristine condition, but now you just need to work with the owner to make sure that they know how to drive it, and then, as you say, it's plain sailing from there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Super cool. So I mean, obviously it's quite an exclusive service, and there's only so many dogs you can take in at any one time. Do you currently have availability for a board and train?
Yes, I do. As you say, yeah, I don't take in a lot of dogs at a time. I take in one or two dogs because they live with me in the house. I don't put them in kennels. If they stay in kennels all day long and take them out and do a little bit of training, they live with me in the house. They go everywhere with me. So, yeah, it's obviously a limited...
Yeah, a limited offer.
Limited offer, yeah.
So DTA, Dog Training Academy, this is Daryl's passion. He lives it, and he's in Ballito every Thursday conducting dog training classes in Townsend Park. But for anyone listening to this who's got recently got a puppy in the home or has a dog that they really want to bring the best out of, whether it's from just an obedience point of view or for home protection. And looking at the home protection side of things, the basic right to advance, what would the difference between a sort of a basic training look like compared to the advanced stuff?
So obviously the basic, we start with the younger dogs and we're just teaching them the basic skills, how to grip onto essentially what we would call a sleeve. And teaching them the basic skills of barking, and so just putting in those skills that they will need for protection as an older dog.
Yeah, because it's funny how many dogs, if they haven't really grown up around other dogs or been exposed to it, how many dogs don't take to barking as a sort of natural thing. It has to be taught, right?
Yeah, look, there's a lot to it, obviously. There's genetics, there's temperament. But yes, obviously training is going to bring the best out of the dog, you know, for that particular purpose.
Awesome. And then from the advanced side of things, what would that involve?
So there with the advanced, we're looking at obviously a higher level of obedience because with bite, with the dog doing bite work and protection work, we need to obviously have control of our dog.
Control and commands,
yeah? The dog needs to be a social dog. It's not something that we want, nervous dogs and things like that. So it's obviously a higher level of obedience that we expect out of the dog. And then also the level of protection, the work that we do, we take it to a higher level than we will with the basic stuff. So obviously a lot more of like, you know, hidden equipment and making a dog more serious about the job he is doing, more realistic training essentially.
I hear you. And have you found that over the sort of COVID lockdown period, did you see, it just seems to me that a lot of people decided to get a puppy during lockdown. And now that they're getting back into the world of work, and they've got this dog that maybe hasn't been very well socialized due to lockdown, and now they've got a bit of an obedience problem on their hands. Are you seeing a lot of that?
Yes, yeah, 100%. Yeah, a lot of people for some reason got puppies, and it's, yeah, you can... a lot of problems have come out of it because there's obviously a lack of exposure that the dogs had at that time. And so this obviously can cause some issues.
Well, it's I suppose, not bad to be in the dog training game right now then. And luckily we've got you in Belito on the North Coast for at least on Thursdays. But then you do one-on-one classes with private clients as well, huh?
Yeah, so one-on-one sessions, yeah. We basically go to the client's house and we do training with them at the house with the dog. And we go over the stuff there and... yeah, so we offer that service as well.
Brilliant. And for anyone listening to this thinking, I need to give this guy a call, what is the smartest way to get in touch with you, Daryl Twigg, and DTA Dog Training Academy?
The best way is just to contact me on my phone. That would honestly be the easiest direct way. Just WhatsApp me or send me a message or give me a call.
There we go. What's that number?
It's 083-640-7247.
Did you get that? You get the phone out your pocket. I'm going to give it to you again. Here we go. 083-640-7247. Otherwise, check out the DTA Dog Training Academy on Facebook. And you'll find Daryl on a Thursday in Townsend Park about 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're welcome to come up to me and ask me questions and find out there.
Brilliant, man. Well, Daryl, thanks for shining some light on this really interesting area. I think that so many people need in their lives, if you're a pet owner, if you're a dog lover. I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say 9 out of 10 people with dogs could do with a bit of obedience training. It's very rare that you come across someone whose dog is trained to the nines, who is totally obedient and is at the level that one would ideally want a dog to be at. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
You see, the world can only be a better place with more well-trained pooches. And Daryl Twigg, he's your man. Daryl, have a great Thursday, man. Looking forward to chatting again on 88FM.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You heard it right here. And after that cool tongue... it wouldn't be a tongue wagging. It would be a tail wagging. Tail wagging talk. Here's the Black Keys howling for you. Ow!